This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 6, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. One day after the National Transportation Safety Board issued a report confirming multiple bird strikes on U.S. Airways Flight 1549 moments before the Miracle on the Hudson, the FAA has released audio recordings and transcripts of communications between Captain Chesley Sullenberger and controllers at LaGuardia and the New York TRACON. They're certainly dramatic, but you can't listen to the audio from Cactus 1549 and not marvel at the calm and professionalism of the captain, including his last transmission, which was a brief response to being asked which runway he'd like at Teterboro. Quote, "We're going to be in the Hudson," unquote. Hear these dramatic moments or read the transcript using a link at the bottom of the text version of this story at aero-news.net or simply grab today's Aero News special feature. I'll edit the audio to save you some time. The National Business Aviation Association was joined by other general aviation groups yesterday in formally requesting that the Transportation Security Administration establish a rulemaking committee before barging ahead with its so-called Large Aircraft Security Program. NBAA made the request in a letter sent to TSA Acting Administrator Gail Rossides, co-signed by the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, and the Experimental Aircraft Association. It reads in part, quote, "Given the proposal's substantial lack of data regarding the effect of this program on general aviation and TSA's numerous requests for critical information from the public, we are formally requesting that TSA begin the steps necessary to establish a rulemaking committee. Creation of a dedicated work group would allow industry and the TSA to work together on requirements that would simultaneously enhance general aviation security and facilitate general aviation operations," unquote. The naming of a new FAA administrator by the Obama administration was once thought to be a formality for former pilot union president Dwayne Wirth. Then, longtime Senate aide Robert Herbert came highly recommended by his boss, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Now, the Wall Street Journal reports the administration has the FBI vetting Randy Babbitt, an aviation consultant and also a former head of the Airline Pilots Association. The Journal quotes people familiar with the matter in reporting that former FAA Chief Jane Garvey is in line to get the number two job at the Department of Transportation and wants Babbitt at the FAA. While all three candidates are accomplished aviators and appear otherwise qualified, union old-timers remember Babbitt for his role in battling management at Eastern Airlines back in the day, and industry insiders say he has more support than Wirth. Pratt & Whitney reports completing ground and flight testing of the PurePower PW1000G demonstrator engine. The final phase of testing for the geared turbofan was completed jointly with Airbus on an A340-600 and involved 27 flights in more than 75 hours. The Airbus testing follows Pratt & Whitney's own ground and flight test program, which logged about 300 hours of ground testing and 12 flights on a 747. The company says its engine successfully completed all test objectives. The way is now clear for detailed design of the production version of the engine, which will be used on the Mitsubishi Regional Jet and the Bombardier C-Series. Both are scheduled to enter service in 2013. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Seattle's Payne Field may get scheduled airline service. Bombardier announces layoffs but also new hiring. And JetBlue pilots will remain non-union, at least for now. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear the audio recordings of communications between New York TRACON and U.S. Airways Flight 1549. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. And have a clear and unlimited day.